Shops reopened, streets bustled with traffic, and devotees flocked to temples in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh state on Thursday. Hundreds of tourists and Hindu pilgrims returned for a holy dip in the famed bathing areas on the banks of the Ganges River, which flows along the city. Security has been tight in the wake of the bomb blasts that targeted an ancient temple and the city's rail station on Tuesday. But fears that sectarian violence could convulse the Hindu holy town are subsiding. As police tried to establish the identity of the bombers, a previously unknown Islamist group, the Lashkar-e-Kahar, or Army of Terror, called a news agency in Kashmir claiming responsibility for the blasts. A spokesman threatened to carry out more such attacks if, in his words, India does not stop excesses against Kashmiri Muslims. Security analyst Bharat Karnad at New Delhi's Center for Policy Research says the group is probably a front for a more prominent Islamic group fighting to end Indian rule over part of the Kashmir region.
Lashkar-e-Kahar is obviously a cover, Lashkar-e-Taiba being the real culprit.
Police officials say it is too early to say who was responsible for the blasts, but the Lashkar-e-Taiba group is on the list of suspects. They released sketches of two suspected bombers and said that according to witnesses, they looked and spoke like Kashmiris. Two of the bombs that exploded within minutes of each other had been placed inside pressure cookers. Police had managed to defuse two other bombs before they could explode. Varanasi was rocked by explosions 4 months after coordinated blasts killed dozens of people in the Indian capital, New Delhi, just before the main Hindu festival of Diwali. Mr. Karnad says Islamic militant groups are mounting such attacks to create a divide between the majority Hindus and Muslims, who make up 12% of the country's population.
These blasts are not merely to bloody a few people or kill a few people here and there. The idea is they are banking on some kind of Hindu backlash or majoritarian backlash, so that that in turn would radicalize the common Muslim population.
Varanasi is one of the world's oldest cities and a prominent center of Hinduism. It is usually packed with Hindu pilgrims and foreign tourists. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.